Welcome back to H2P Podcast, where we go beyond just strokes and strategy. Our mission here is to change the culture of tennis, having one conversation at a time through a more positive and holistic approach. And today, if you guys can do me a big favor and subscribe, like, and share, that would be amazing. So today on the pod, we have John. John, you have an amazing story with your background in tennis, but also a really amazing product, Fast Track Tennis. And I'm super excited for this because I can only imagine how it's going to do wonders for kids. But if you can share, before we just get straight into the product, a little bit of your own tennis background and then what led you into Fast Track Tennis.
Sure. I'll try not to put anybody to sleep here. Thank you very much for having me on. Tennis was really my first love in life. You know, I just loved everything about it and basically more or less taught myself to play against a wall growing up. And, you know, I wasn't very good. I lost to everybody. Tennis is tough that way. It takes a long time to, you know, kind of get your feet under you. But I stuck with it because I really did love it and wound up playing tennis in college and did pretty well. And then actually tried to take a tour, you know, out on tour, playing a lot of satellites and things and wound up getting hurt. So sadly, or maybe, you know, beneficially, because I know it's a tough life, right?
Yeah.
But I wound up stopping playing tennis and I worked on Wall Street for about 20 years. So not your traditional tennis path, right?
Yeah. No, but I love that. That's really being able to share everyone's story and being able to see that everyone who has a love for tennis, and we all have different paths through that love for tennis and how we can share it with the world. So with Fast Track Tennis, what really sounds like you're a visionary with some of the products that you create. What got you started in creating Fast Track Tennis?
Yeah, I mean, it really was, and I laugh because my wife will say that, oh, you're so critical. And I say, no, I'm always just looking for, you know, ways to do things better. But, you know, I had left working in New York and I'd started another business, again, solving a problem that I thought was pretty interesting and unique, and built that business up and ultimately sold my shares. I was the founder of the company and went my own way. My wife had gone back to work. My kids were off in college and I was kind of looking around saying, okay, you know, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
So, you know, that love of tennis never really went away at all. And so I was helping out at some local clubs and I started to kind of see some cracks in the foundation, right? You know, why is this not working better? Why aren't kids getting better? Why is tennis the number one dropout sport? I thought about it and came up with this idea because as a kid, I was hitting against a wall and tennis is all about repetitions. Mm-hmm. So how do we get people to get more repetitions?
Yeah.
And that was really the basis for starting the business. I want people to be able to play in their driveway, their garage, their basement. It doesn't have to be on a tennis court.
Yeah.
And there was really no legitimate practice at home product. You've got that rubber band ball on a string thing that I've seen.
Yeah. You
know, we had those when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this was kind of a very much a departure from anything that was out there.
Yeah.
And I worked with some guys from MIT. We came up with some designs. We started working on computer vision. So that using the phone to track the ball. So it all came together. We got a patent on it. And now we're in the market, happily selling all over the world.
That's amazing. I love that. I grew up playing on the wall too. I definitely had coaches, but there is something just going out there and hitting. And Fast Track Tennis, for those who don't like, are like, what is this? You know, it's not quite a wall. It's more of like a net, right? And you can pretty much put it anywhere, it seems like. And I was even thinking for some of my nephews and nieces who live up north, like in Wisconsin, you know, during the winter, they could have it in their basement and play, even in situations like that, or if you don't have a lot of resources too, there's so many benefits that I think are really cool. With some of the programs that you're saying, like with your phone, can you expand a little bit more into that?
Yeah. So basically we use what's called computer vision and it's primarily on iOS because the Android operating system is a little bit different and it's not as efficient for what we're doing as the iPhone. But basically I had a couple coaches say to me, well, look, kids can practice in their garage or their driveway. And we can talk a little bit more about that. You know, you're spot on with the sort of the northern elevations, right? This being a perfect product for that kind of environment. But I had a couple coaches say, well, look, how do you know you're hitting the ball the right way? And that made me scratch my head for a little bit. And then I realized, well, you know, we can solve this problem using the iPhone. Just like if you watch golf on TV, you see the ball spinning and, you know, fading or drawing and whatever. And so we incorporated elements of that using this thing called computer vision, where we track the ball and it will tell you how fast the ball is going, speed, miles per hour, and kilometers. It'll tell you RPMs, right? So spin, yeah. And then where the ball would have landed on a real court if you were actually playing. And so it's super cool. And you can do it in your garage or your basement. It uses photography, so you have to have a good setup with good lighting in order for it to work. So it's no different than taking wedding pictures or something. You just have to have some common sense, but it's super cool. We've gamified it. We've created challenges.
Cool.
There are fitness routines. As part of the overall app, I've also got a bunch of coaches who have put up content so that theoretically, and this is happening, it's happening every day, is kids can basically watch on their phone an instructor and then go and practice the technique in their driveway, garage, or basement. Yeah. And, you know, from my standpoint, and we probably have a lot of people have similar perspectives, is that tennis is expensive. And how do we make it so that we can knock down some of those barriers, make it less expensive? And it's no different than shooting hoops in your driveway, or you take a piano lesson and the instructor says, go home and practice. So that's what I really wanted to bring to the table here, was something, you know, not to try to siphon off somebody else's business or, you know, do a Me Too product, but come up with a brand new way of helping people learn, practice, and play tennis, making it easier, faster, more fun, less expensive.
I love that. That's really cool. I mean, I think a lot of kids would have fun with that. And like, you know, tennis is expensive. It does cater primarily to families who have those resources. And in being able to do this, I mean, I also work for a nonprofit. So being able to give more, you know, access to families that don't have all those resources, or maybe you can only afford, you know, one lesson every so often, and then you can go practice it and practice it on your own, I think is really cool. Really, really cool. And can be a lot of fun. Where can people find Fast Track Tennis?
Yeah, so I'm a small company, and which means, you know, I'm producing at a relatively small rate. Okay. So I haven't quite gotten to the point where, you know, I'm buying hundreds of thousands of units. So my costs are still relatively high.
Okay.
As a result, basically, you can buy the product fasttracktennis.com for now on Amazon. Okay. And I work with one retailer in particular. I've tried talking to a bunch of the tennis retailers, but a lot of these guys sadly have small stores. They can't set it up. And because I'm new, it doesn't make sense just to have it sitting there, right? So I work with people where, you know, we can promote it and get it out and show people. And then I've got distributors in Europe, in Australia, and Canada, South Africa. You know, we're around the world. So it's very cool.
That's awesome. So for all you who are listening, you can definitely find this at fasttracktennis.com if, you know, you're interested in helping others. And even if you're a coach too, I mean, I think it's something you could utilize if you have big groups, right? Like some high schools, I think, could even utilize that if they have, you know, the resources, of course. But if you have, you know, 20 kids on a court and you're one coach, like that's a lot to be able to manage. Obviously, some do it phenomenally, but for others, it would also give them an extra tool to be like, hey, go practice this. You know, we worked on this and now go use this tool. I think is also a really cool way to be able to utilize.
It's really when you start looking at the math, right? It shoots a ball every 3 seconds. Yeah. So what that means is that you're actually getting 20 balls in a minute, and multiply that out, 1,200 balls in an hour.
Yeah.
And you don't have to pick up balls. You're basically, you know, just to describe for those who are listening and maybe haven't seen it, it's kind of a hit capture return system. You hit the ball into the net, it drops down, a little machine catapults the ball back out again to about 10 feet from the net, and you hit it back in. So you can hit in a continuous loop. And honestly, your arm will fall off before you, right? Because it'll just keep going all day. So yeah, we work with a lot of schools. I go to the High School Tennis Coaches Association meetings. And so we're going to be in Texas, we're going to be in Illinois, we're going to be in, you know, a bunch of states again this year. And I'm actually, one thing, you know, I wanted to mention, Zena Garrison, I've partnered with.
Yes.
And what we're trying to do is get into middle schools, particularly in economically disadvantaged areas, And for those who don't know, Zina is a legend, right? She's a phenomenal player, number four in the world, in the finals of Wimbledon, Olympic gold medalist. But we think that getting in with middle school kids is a great way to build that pipeline into high school tennis.
Yeah.
So I think we all want to see more kids playing. Mm-hmm. And so the key is, how do we get them where they can actually get out on the court, start having fun, and say, you know, I like tennis. I want to play tennis.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I could see that even if the school only has a gym, you know, or just like a small court, right, that you would be able to utilize that area so much more efficiently having a tool like this. I could see that doing wonders for kids. And, you know, now just kind of going into the health matters too, a lot of more hyperactive kids out there than ever before, like this would also be a great tool for that, to get some of that energy. Obviously, we know that eye-hand coordination stimulates the brain and gets it going as well. So there's so many benefits to this. Was there anything else you'd like to add today, John, before we close up?
No, I just wanted to thank you for taking the time. I love talking to people about this. I'm all in on tennis, right? This is what I'm doing. And I think that no one's going to remember me as a player because I lost a lot. But if I can do my small part and help grow the game and create this thing that's fun. And the final point is what you were just saying is, with these apps that we've developed, kids, I say, well, look, you can sit on the couch and play video games, or you can play a kind of a video game hitting tennis balls.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's just, we've gamified it in a way that it's fun and you can play with your friends and things like that. So again, we're trying to address kids, both kids getting started, but also kids that are decent players and even advanced players. So it's kind of across the board. So we're excited, doing well, and look forward to hopefully continuing the conversation here.
Absolutely. Thank you, John. Thank you so much for coming on today. If you guys like these tennis tales, please like, share, and subscribe.